Joining us is Sergeant Matt Ames from the Indiana State Police Post in Putnamville. Sergeant, tell us about this Vermilion County voter fraud case that involves a man from Illinois, just kind of what you know about it.
The Indiana State Police received a complaint in July of 2021 in reference to an individual voting in the state of Indiana when he had actual residence in the state of Illinois. Master Trooper Detective Jason Shostov started investigating it. During the course of his investigation, it was discovered that the individual did own property in the state of Indiana. However, his legal residence was not in the state of Indiana. It was actually in Edgar County, Illinois. In the course of the investigation, it was turned over to the Vermilion County Prosecutor's Office. They asked for a special prosecutor, David O. Thomas, to review the case, and then that was presented to a Warren County judge. Upon the review of both from David Thomas and the Warren County deputy or judge, a summons was issued to the individual, and he will appear in court in May of 2022 to answer the charges of fraudulent voting.
Gotcha. And it says on the press release that he's 52 in the first part and then he's 51 in the second. Do you know what his actual age is?
His actual age is 52.
Okay, just want to double check that. What were to happen to him if he does not show up for his summons on May 17th?
If Mr. Ellis fails to appear for the summons, then the judge will put out a warrant for his arrest for failure to appear, and then he would be taken into custody, transported to the Vermilion County Jail, and wait to see the judge on the next available date.
Gotcha. Okay, and you said he owned property in Indiana, but he didn't actually live in Indiana. Is that right?
That is correct. He owns the property is right on the state line. However, physical residence is not in the state of Indiana.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, that's all I've got. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, sir.
Okay, Sergeant Matt Ames with State Police. Sergeant, thank you so much for the time. We appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a great day. Buckle up.